Hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're new to this program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. And it's so great to have you along as part of this Sunday, and we try to have a theme each and every program. And today our main theme is going to be, well, one of the easiest yet one of the most difficult things to do, and that's trust. Yes, trusting in the Lord. Sometimes it's pretty easy to do. In other areas, it's probably one of the most difficult things to do. So today we're going to take a look at trusts. So friend, I hope you can join me as we focus more on this topic. Trust. That's going to be our main theme right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Happy Sunday, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. I sure hope you're having a good weekend. We, I guess in the Kroll household, we didn't do much of anything this weekend so far. Yesterday was just a down day, just relaxing. Just, you know, I know we did some grocery shopping, but that was pretty much it. We, man, I guess Saturdays are pretty much more our Sabbath, more or less. So since we kind of, that's pretty much our day of rest, since we're running around on Sunday doing church stuff and, getting ready for lessons and sermons and so forth. So yesterday was a pretty nice down day yesterday. I really appreciate those more so than in the past. In the sport of NASCAR, there are individual drivers for every race car, obviously. And for every driver, there is a spotter. Now, on their own, a race car driver is more likely to crash, but with the help of a spotter, they are able to avoid some costly accidents. See, the spotter is a team member with a radio who is placed at a high position where they can see as much of the entire racetrack as physically possible, usually on top of the highest grandstand. Now, his or her primary responsibility is to make sure the driver is safe during the race and to be a second pair of eyes. More than anything else, it's a job based on trust. When a spotter says clear, his driver has to trust his information and that no other car is there, meaning that he can move up or down the track. We ourselves, friend, are in a race, and God is our spotter. From his vantage point, God is able to see every detail in our life from the beginning to the end and end from the beginning. Nothing is hidden from God's sight, and to him, our road ahead is clearly visible. Focusing on trust on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and I trust that you're enjoying the Lord's Day so far. Happy Sunday. Today we are talking about trust. I spoke with someone, I think it was the other week, who remembered as a little boy growing up in a family where the father was a pastor. Now, God called this family to plant a very small church in California. Now, the pastor really didn't get much of a salary, so he had to work another job to supply for his family. They call it a bivocational position. Well, unfortunately, his dad lost his other job. It got to the point where they used up all of their food, the last of their food. They remember one time where there was absolutely nothing in the food pantry. This one time, they officially ate the last box of food in the pantry, and they were down to nothing. And they didn't really know what was going to happen. They didn't know where their next meal was going to come from. And the father, this is totally God. And the father had to pick up one of his kids, his daughter, from her friend's house. So when he picked his daughter up, her friend's parents gave him a bag of frozen food and other groceries literally that same day when they ran out of food, that same exact day. And her parents didn't even know what the pastor or his family was even going through. It was just like, oh, hey, we got some extra food, so let's not let it go to waste. So here, take this. That's God. See, friend, Philippians 4 says, and my God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And my God will supply all of your needs. Friend, I encourage you to trust in the Lord today. Trust him, because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Walking on the road to Jerusalem, the time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. For there will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. And I told them of Moses, Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. Now when we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard the crowd cry out, crucify him. We tried to leave the city, but we could not get away. A part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? Why were we standing here where soon they would pass by? I looked and said, even now they come. First one cried for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, he was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow, running down the cross, falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Until a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, "You! Tried to resist him, then his hand reached for his sword, and so I knelt and took the cross from the Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and started down the street. The blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. And yet upon the cross I heard him pray, 'Father, forgive them.' Oh, never have I seen such love in any other eyes. Into thy hands I commit my spirit,' he prayed, and then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I've lost all sense of time, until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, 'Father, please forgive us. The lamb ran away.' Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand. So I took them in my arms, and we turned and faced the cross. Then I said, 'Dear children, watch the Lamb.'"
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Thank you. What a beautiful song. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are talking about trust. John 14:15, this is Jesus speaking. He said, "If you love me, you will obey me. If you love me, you will obey what I command." I'll tell you what, this is very hard to do at times. Not the love part, but the obeying part sometimes. Because the reason why it may be so difficult to fully obey God is because we struggle at times with trusting Him. God, if you're telling me to give this thing up, then what am I going to depend on? See, I'm learning as a Christian that trust isn't something that happens overnight. And that's understandable. See, the trust that my wife has in me and the trust I have in her didn't happen when we first met. I mean, it didn't happen when we first had our first date or second date. It's established over time. And my love for her continues to grow. It doesn't happen automatically. For some people it does, but for me personally, I maybe kind of liked my wife, but I didn't fully love her like I do today. Because it takes time. And the more I love her, the more I'm willing to do what I can to show her and demonstrate to her my love. So getting back to John 14:15, friend, how do we obey and trust Him more? Is by loving Him more. And how do we love Him more? By getting to know Him. Just like when you were first dating your spouse, getting to know them, falling in love with them. And once you fall in love with them, you're more willing to honor them, bless them, and serve them. If you love me, you will obey what I command.
Some wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul. Sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my
I hope you are enjoying your Sunday. Happy Sunday. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. And while thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today. Yeah, today we were talking about trust and trusting in the Lord, which can be difficult at times. Sometimes, a lot of times, it can be difficult. But if God is who he says he is, that should give us the encouragement to trust him. The more we get to know him, the more we get to know his thoughts, his ways, and his understanding, the easier it's going to be. It's not always going to be 100% easy, but the easier it's going to be. Friend, thank you so much for letting me hang out with you on this Sunday. If there's anything you need from me, hey, if there's maybe a song request, song you haven't heard in a while, or something you want to hear on Sunday worship, just drop me a line. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Or you can just send me a letter. Yeah, I love getting those from time to time. You can send that to Joey Kroll, K-R-O-L, care of Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. It's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, friend, thanks for letting me hang out with you today. It's such an honor to spend some time with you on my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. Well, I will see you next time. And in the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.